Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I think your Aggies play tonight, too. Got a little action on there. Hopefully, maybe we'll see what to see. But between that, between two big college basketball night, Kansas and Michigan State, and then Duke and Kentucky. But between that, they will unveil the latest college football ranking, basically their bracketology, and there are several predictions. And these are a little easier to couch and catch here. This one is from Andy Staples. This is the latest projection, as there was some movement and some loss. Georgia, who was, I believe, the 2 seed last week, they lost to Ole Miss. They've dropped completely out of the top 12, according to this poll. And we'll see. 1, Oregon, who stayed undefeated. 2, Texas, because they now lead, and this helps A&M. So it's in front of you, A&M. Texas, they moved to the 2 spot in the poll. BYU, they're the 3 spot. They'll lose to Kansas this weekend, so they'll probably drop out as well. But they're the 3 spot. 4, SMU jumping in with Miami falling out. Somebody called that one. Ohio State's 5. Tennessee is 6. They've got a big game this weekend against Georgia, so that can be a decider. Alabama, who just absolutely bum-rushed LSU, they're 7. Ole Miss jumps in quickly. They were out of it last week. Now they're in the 8 spot after beating Georgia at home. They would face 9, Notre Dame. And the Indiana Hoosiers, they were on CBS. That crowd looked crazy. Joe Buck was in attendance. They are number 10 as they are unbeaten. And then Penn State is 11. And then Boise State is the team outside of the Power Four that is in. They've got a great, great Ashton Gentry, a great running back who I don't know if he'll be in the Heisman race or at least invited to New York, but his numbers are insane. So that is the top 12. The first 4 out, Tyler, Georgia, Miami, A&M, and Primes, Colorado Son Buffaloes. Colorado Buffaloes. No, you're good, though. I'm looking at this, Clint, and I think this is probably close to what it will be. I don't think Georgia will jump in over anyone. I think this is what it will be, as they've got 2 losses. But I'm wondering, Clint, the way this thing is shaking down, I mean, everybody but Oregon and Indiana have a loss. And Indiana's got to go to Columbus. They got to play Ohio State. They got to bye week, and then they got to go to Columbus. It feels like there's going to be a lot of teams with 2 losses, and I wonder how many of these are going to be in 3 losses. I think we've talked about it before, and you thought that 3 losses is going to take somebody out. Are you sure about that? Do you think there's you think if Georgia, like even Georgia
loses again, they're done. You can't.
You think they're done?
Yes. I do. I think they're cooked. You can't lose to Alabama, Ole Miss, and Tennessee and get in. Can't do it.
What if they?
And they got Georgia Tech too. Who's a sport player?
Can they still get to the SEC championship game with 2 losses? Yeah.
Because I mean, everybody in the league's got 2 losses
except Texas.
So
and Tennessee. But they play Tennessee
this week.
Yeah, so, but I'm just, if they were to get to the SEC championship game and lost to Texas, like they'd be, 3 losses, they'd be out.
Yeah, I think they'd be out. I sure do.
I want to see how it unfolds, because I think as we've seen before, we've talked about it, I think the SEC is also going to get more of a benefit of the doubt here. I think if Indiana loses to Ohio State, I think they're done. Even if they go and win the rest of their games, and they go 11. Now, unless they get into the Big Ten title game, which I don't think they would if they lost to Ohio State. Obviously, Ohio State and Oregon will probably meet again. But I think if they were to go 11-1, I don't think the committee would have Indiana yet over SEC 2-loss team. Because their schedule, Ohio State and Michigan are their 2 best opponents.
Yeah, but you've been giving Big Ten schools the liberty, the 1 loss, the luxury of having 1 loss no matter who it was to, and still getting them in with that old Big Ten schedule. I mean, the year Ohio State won it all with Zeke and them boys, and they lost to a 6-6 Virginia Tech football team at home. So yeah, look, yeah, Ohio, and they got into a four game,
you know,
a four team.
But you know, Ohio State's different than Indiana.
Oh no, I agree. But they got into a four team with that. Now you're telling me yeah. similar something happens to Indiana and they don't get into a 12 team. Yeah, no, you're right. I mean, there's going to be I do not in any way, shape, or form believe that there won't be some level of unfairness to Indiana.
Because I'll tell you right now, if A&M beats Texas and they went out. And they beat Texas, and they're sitting there with two losses, and Indiana loses to Ohio State. A&M's going to get in over Indiana.
Giga.
Well, if A&M does that, they'll be in the SEC championship game.
Whoop. Will they? Yeah, I guess they would.
I mean, there's just a lot of football left to be played. But the truth of the matter is, your point is very valid. Indiana is going to get they're not going to get the benefit of the doubt.
I think they got to win out to get in.
BYU's not going to get the benefit of the doubt, even though that they're 9-0 right now, and it may be very, very difficult. But they're not going to get the benefit of the doubt.
Big 12's only going to get one team. I think the champion's the only team they're going to get in. Like Colorado's the only other team.
Yeah, that'll give them three losses. Yeah. I think that's fair. But as you look down this thing, I mean, you got Boise State, SMU, BYU, and Indiana. Those four teams are not going to be given the benefit of the doubt, especially if you want to go any deeper, you can get into Boise State. Did I say SMU? Army? You know, the thing is especially with the likes of Clemson down in the mix, A&M down there in the mix, even with Prime, you got Dion, you know, you got Colorado down there in the mix.
God, like, please, Colorado get in.
They're not gonna get the benefit of the doubt in those situations. So
I am contemplating my football team sacrificing a loss to Colorado for them to.
Yeah, you guys still got them, don't they?
Yeah, I'm contemplating. I can't do it. I can't make myself root against my team, but I. But for greater good, if Dion gets into this piece,
I think it'd be just right for you, Ron. Your team sucks early on, so they're not even in the mix, and then they go knock off the next school that they don't know.
The team you wanted.
They beat Dion and Colorado, the team you want to.
You know how much more entertaining it would be if Colorado was in that three spot besides those very nice Mormons? BYU?
I know who you're talking about.
That would be. I'll give credit to the text line. I'll back off a little bit. Someone said, "What if Indiana plays Ohio State tight?"
A one-loss Indiana team gets in.
You think so? You think so? You think if because Indiana, what they have left is, I mean, I just want to read their schedule to you. I don't know how.
But Ron, they're going to be butted up against Army and Boise State and.
No, they're not going to be up against it. They're going to be up against all of the.
No, I'm just talking about where they're going to have one loss, which puts them in the 10, 11, 12 range, and that's going to be.
All they got left is Ohio State and Purdue.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.